A new report says New Yorkers don't need to invest in a billion-dollar-plus Hudson Valley transmission project, and they will get cleaner and cheaper power in return. The Public Utilities Commission is confronted with a choice, and Dr. Tim Sheckley with the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy just issued an analysis that says the proposed Hudson Valley Power Line project only serves utility companies and their suppliers. He says New York consumers gain more with locally generated renewable energy sources.
Because of the opportunity to get more reliability in their grid if they don't have these big transmission systems. I think that the commission wants to go forward with it, but they're up against some pretty powerful, economic forces.
The report was published by the National Institute for Science, Law, and Public Policy. The commission will be seeking technical input next month. The Institute's senior policy advisor, Camilla Reese, says the energy decisions now pending in New York have implications for the nation.
The two conflicting proposals on the table in New York State relates to every state. We are at a turning point where we must choose to go to a renewable, locally generated model and transition away from the centrally generated electricity paradigm.
Dr. Sheckley says cheaper solar installations and advances in battery storage are game changers. He says New York needs to keep pace.
And the technology and economy of electricity is in a rapid state of change right now. The economies of scale and the old systems just don't work anymore. You can do it a lot cheaper and cleaner with distributed solar.
The paper is called the Hudson Valley Energy Highway Transmission Project, an idea whose time has passed. Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.